KOPH Mobile.
That's calling stations KO4PXB.
PXB, this is WB4ZPH.
Hey, sir. It's Lloyd here. I'm on en route to Greer. Well, actually, Simpsonville from Greer.
This is David. I am on Highway 80 right now, going into Greer. Well, getting ready to go into Greer.
I just passed the 80 exit, just probably within about 2 minutes ago.
How's your day been?
Yep, doing good for the IT world. I just passed under the markers for the landing for the airport, so that's the direction I'm heading.
You said doing good for the IT world. Is that correct?
Yes, I do the IT support for Honeywell.
So we are in similar professions. I'm in IT also. I'm in the IT department at the airport district. So I work for GSP.
How long have you been doing IT?
I've been employed at the airport doing IT 7 years, almost 8 years now. Prior to that, I worked 6 years at a internet service provider. Then prior to that, I was in school for 5 years. So it's been a while.
Yeah, I've got over 20 years of IT, not all with Honeywell.
It's an interesting, sometimes exciting profession.
Yes, it is. And you know for a fact that it can go from 0 to 60 real quick.
Sometimes you find yourself learning more about people than you do technology as well. A lot of interactions with people that you think you just get to deal with technology, but that's not the case.
Yep, that's always a fine line, regardless of what profession you work in.
And I don't mean to be intrusive, but what sort of vehicle are you driving?
I'm in a 2009 Silverado.
I just passed a vehicle and I thought, well, he's got an antenna on his vehicle there. Maybe that's Lloyd, but it was a Dodge Ram, so that doesn't sound like you.
No, sir. It definitely was not me.
Dodge Ram with blue stripes on it.
Nope, I'm driving a like a darker blue Silverado truck.
Making the wrong color for you. Just thought I'd ask.
Yeah, and I'm at Pelham 14 right now, so it probably wasn't me that far back on in that area.
Section about this time of day gets quite backed up, it seems like, at Pelham 14. Everybody's just rushing to get home, I guess.
Yep, and pretty much regardless where you're at, there's idiots out there on the road. I have seen this intersection before where people are in the turn lanes to go either left or right, and they'll just sit there and just cut everybody off to go straight.
I've seen that turning lane get backed up before, and you know, people driving up the median and jumping through that parking lot over there, but to use that turning lane and then go straight, that's risky.
Yes, sir. I've seen two very bad accidents in that same intersection, and now they've put a high concrete center median right there, so if you tried to go over it, your car is not going to be happy, and they've got like a turn signal lane posed right there in the middle of it. But the worst one I saw was a car decided to use that turn lane to go straight, and a semi was coming and just run right over that car.
That's your day, and it's not worth it.
No, it wasn't. Like I said, the trailer parts, what got just run over the car, the cab part did not, but he run pretty much up underneath the rear wheels of the trailer of it, and it smushed it.
The area and population continues to grow. The traffic is growing with it, and hopefully the infrastructure can keep up. The roads sometimes can be hairy.
At least I don't have to drive the disaster of 85 anymore.
My wife and I were living in an apartment in downtown Greenville for a few years, and I had to drive 85 every day.
Yep, and there's very few times you'll ever catch that at the right time where you don't get stuck in traffic.
It usually ended up being, backed up. I found that if I left work before 5, I would be somewhat okay. If I left at 5, it would be terrible. If I left about 6:30, I would be all right. But it seems like if I left at 5 or at 6, I would still get home at about the same time. And just being stopped in that traffic for so long, I got accustomed to it. I got used to sitting on 85. And when I recognized that I was accustomed to it and it didn't bother me anymore, that's when I knew I had a problem.
That is definitely true, and when you know situations like that, you're going to get on 85 during the wrong time frame. I will definitely go to take a rest stop before you get on the road from work.
Yeah, you got plenty of fuel too. I remember one day I had less than a quarter tank, and I got nervous, and I was thinking, "What am I doing out here?" And so now we moved out a little more into the country. We're out near Lake Robinson now.
Yep, that is a very pretty place.
V4ZVH. Yep, it's pretty nice out there. It's a little bit slower pace. We're in an HOA, though, so I'm fighting to try and figure out if I can get an antenna, a decent antenna, to work for me on HF, and I've not been totally successful. On VHF, I'm all right. I've got a copper J-pole in the attic, and it seems to do the job. Do you do any operating on HF?
No, not yet. I don't have this as an expensive hobby, and I also live in an HOA, and I had trees up, but I did not have an antenna in it, and the storm took them down. It was an infed for their HF.
I haven't tried an infed, but I've tried a dipole in the attic, and it just doesn't do the trick. I've got a little MFJ loop antenna, and I can go out in the yard and put it up on a tripod, and that seems to work, but it's always a bit of a chore to put it up and take it down every time I want to use the video.
I'm not sure if you're able to hide it in some trees and just leave it up and then just run the connection into the radio.
My challenge is no trees in the area, or at least not that I have access to. So I don't even have that luxury.
I looked at doing the that flagpole antenna. Like I said, from what I saw, it requires quite a few ground planes that you got to put in the yard. But I still might do that because I live in an HOA also, and it's not very easy to get that run.
Yep, I have seen those flagpole antennas, but I think you're right. You have to have quite a few radials out. I saw this one little loading coil type thing that they sell online that lets you load up your gutters, and I thought about giving that a whirl, but I haven't given it a shot yet. Some people, I've seen some videos on YouTube. Some people are somewhat successful with it, but I'm curious.
Yeah, I wonder where the standing of that, I think it's H204 or something like that, where they're allowing they're fighting with the HOAs to allow the ham radio to put up antennas the same way they have done satellite dishes.
Bill submitted in the legislature in South Carolina last year, I believe, and I think it would be good if they could get it passed and sort of exclude, antennas within reasonable considerations for HOAs. So I emailed our representative up here and asked him if he would, co-sponsor it, and if necessary, resubmit a similar bill in the next session.
I'm going to look it up and see where the standing on that, because like I said, it would definitely be a pretty neat thing. Like I said, you just have to just be mindful of your neighbors and around you when you put stuff up like that.
You can do it. You can do it and be considerate for sure. I mean, there's ways that you can keep it clean and presentable. Like I mentioned earlier, I've got a MFJ loop. It's a magnetic loop. It's only about 3 feet in diameter. It's not really much bigger than a satellite dish would be. It's got a little tuner and it's got a giant butterfly capacitor in it that the tuner turns to get it resonant on the particular frequency you want to operate. But Lloyd, I'm here at my destination, so I'm gonna say 73 for now. I enjoyed talking with you. Hope you have a good evening. WB4ZPH.
All right, Dave, because I'm like 2 minutes from my house also, so please be careful. It's KO4PXB.